Thank you for subscribing to InvestTalk. We'll begin in just a moment. KPP Financial Senior Vice President Justin Klein explains why a registered investment advisor firm wants to talk about real estate.
Your home is an important piece of your total financial picture. You need to make sure that when you do retire, you have a plan to maybe relocate, downsize if need be.
Contact Justin directly with a note on investtalk.com. Just select Contact Justin or call 888-99-CHART and follow the prompts. Now, InvestTalk.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday, January 7th edition of InvestTalk. We're here to help you help the average investor become above average investor. That's our job. That's what I want to do. By, you know, answering questions that you might have, to give you some little history lessons and some background on how to invest in stocks, how to manage portfolios, how to protect yourself. We've talked about that. And of course, this week, you know, everybody wants to protect themselves. And of course, there's another down day today, pretty big down. You know, we'll look at the details in just a couple of minutes. It's weeks like these, like that, this one, that test investors' fortitude. Do you have a plan? And can you stick with it? Remember, we've talked about this. Everybody has great and has a plan when the market goes up. But, you know, the real test, because I love to hear people say, I'm a long-term investor, until the market goes down, then I'm not a long-term investor. And I hear that, I hear the long-term investor words all the time, but I see the action of a short-term investor. So how do you combat that? That's hard to do, by the way. I'm not trying to criticize people for this. I'm saying there's ways to combat that reaction, that gut reaction to say, I need to protect my money. So how do you react to volatile markets like this, like we're having this week? Well, a lot of that has to go to your life situation. You personally, are you 10 to 15 years away from retirement? Are you, you're just a few years away from retirement? The shorter you are away, the more protection you want on your portfolio. So you need, and how do you start to, how do you combat that? How do you understand that, how you can live through the downtimes? Well, you have to understand how much risk tolerance you have. You personally, and we've talked about this on and on and on. You know, that's why we have that little Riskalyze software on our website, so you can take the few questions that asked you about risk. And it's not perfect. It's an imperfect instrument. I understand that, but we got to start somewhere. You got to start, and this is a good place to start. And then it says, well, are you comfortable with this much reward in the next 6 months, with taking this much downside in the next 6 months? Yes or no? You know, it gives you and try to gauge where you think you are. And then it goes to how, then we put your portfolio in to see if it matches your risk, you know. A score of 80, this Riskalyze questionnaire scores your risk from 0 to 100. A score of 80 is a risk of the S&P 500. So if you score 80 on those questions, you know you're willing to take the S&P 500 risk, how it goes up and down. Now, in real life, is that true? Is that true? You know your reactions. Is it true? Well, it's really a good test, a good instrument, a good piece of software to use to help you gauge your risk. And we'll work with you on that. I'll help you test it and put your portfolio in on the other side and see what its score is. And, you know, we got to talk about asset allocation. A lot of financial professionals will tell you that asset allocation, regular portfolio rebalance, is the best long-term strategy. So, is it? So, you know, maybe it is, but you still have to understand what your risks are, even in your asset allocation. The more broadly you asset allocate, the less you are prone to be, you know, going up and down with the market. Okay? So instead of following the news of the day, try to plan ahead. Let's plan ahead. Let's figure out our goals. This is one of the things I my list when I meet with clients and listeners at my portfolio review sessions. I have one coming up next week on the 13th in San Ramon. people ask about rebalancing. They ask about risks. What's the best sector to be in now? What's a good place to be? You know, there's that old rule of thumb about your age and the number of bonds and all those things. I'm not a big bond mutual fund proponent. I like bonds, but I like bonds buying individually and hold them in the individual portfolio until they mature. Then you get your money back plus your yield. But, you know, there's all kinds of things we can talk about. So if you want to meet with me, you know, just go to investtalk.com, click on schedule a meeting. And I do have a couple slots left open. Remember, that is the 13th, next week, 13th. So how do most people lose money in the stock market? It's not the stock market's fault. The stock market goes up and down. It does whatever it wants. Most people lose money by trying to move their money around to participate in ups and avoid the downs. This is not possible. You cannot avoid it every up and down. You can't time the market. You know, what you can do is realize, well, I should take less risk or more risk in the market based on valuations, based on the economy, but you can't time it. It's just very, very difficult. Based on, you know, you can invest money in assets that are beaten up, that are very inexpensive and shouldn't be the expenses if they are. Those are opportunities. But then again, no one really knows where the bottom is. No one knows where the top is. No one. You've heard me on this radio. I've told you that we own some gold mining positions. We have some shorts in our stock managed accounts. You know, in our income account, we're 50% or so in bonds that we hold to maturity, actual bonds. I have some cash on the sidelines. I've been producing it. You've heard me talk about that for several months. Yeah, we probably were early, but in my stock account, I'm pretty happy this week. So my clients should be very happy this week in their stock accounts. They haven't lost a dime. So that, yeah. It's not because of what I did this week or after its reaction. I'm looking at, you know, months ago, what should work going forward and what looks dangerous. You know, and then when the market didn't give us our Christmas rally, that kind of is a signal that something's not right. You know, that we should have gotten it. You know, so now, are we in a full-blown correction? Not yet. We're correcting. Well, we're not nearly down as low as we were in August, but it has broken down short-term. Short-term, it's broken down. So we'll see how far it goes down. Might bounce tomorrow. What if the jobs report comes out tomorrow and it's very good? Who knows? Anyway, so let's go ahead and get to the conversation. 888-99-CHART is our anytime number. I hope you feel that you're part of the program. So give me a call right now.
Hey, Stephen, Justin. My name's Jake. I'm a podcast subscriber from Chicago. Wanted to get your guys' take on inverse funds with the current state of the market. Looks like we could possibly be entering a correction of some sort. Just want to get your guys' take on a fund that tracks the inverse of the Dow or the NASDAQ. Thanks a lot for the show. You guys, I'm a big fan, and I'll listen to the answer on the podcast.
We have about 20% of those inverse funds. Not leveraged, though, inverse funds. In our stock account. And yeah, I like them. I think that we're in a corrected mode. Now, we might get a bounce tomorrow. We might get another bounce next week. We might get, you know, because it looks like it's oversold, you know, how things get stretched in one way or another. And we still might go down further. I'm not saying that. But I think if you get a bounce, I think that's a bounce to sell and get some cash or put your shorts on. It's my personal opinion. I think it's going to be a tough market for a little while, you know, especially the news coming out of China. Now, if we get a good jobs report, remember, it's not, our problems are not being generated from here in the United States. Really, it's not. It's coming out of China. It's coming out of the Iran-Saudi Arabia issue where, you know, they're having issues with each other. It's coming out of different parts of the world that look very weak. Now, mostly China, though. This week's problems have been China, but China's had issues for a while. And, of course, the Fed rose the interest rates. That didn't help. It's not helping. So, yeah, I kind of like the inverse funds. I'm not saying put all your money in the inverse funds, but as a hedge, yeah, I kind of like it. We have them. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. More and more retirement decisions have something to do with real estate, right? I mean, think about it. You have this property, you've owned this property, maybe it's too big. I have a house right now I think it's too big for us. And I'm approaching that time. So many, many baby boomers are approaching that time where they don't need this big property and want to maybe downsize. Well, we can help you with that with real estate. We have real estate agents. We have a team across the country that can help you with any of that, any place you want to move. I know that's important. Maybe you want to move to someplace cheaper. If you have real estate questions, give us a call. 888-99-CHART. Or you can contact Justin directly. He's the agent in the office. And that's at investtalk.com. ETNs, MLPs, REITs, trading off the beaten path. That's going to be one of our main talking points today. ETNs, MLPs, and REITs. We've talked about them off and on for several years now, but it's never a bad thing to kind of refresh our knowledge base on those things. Also, I want to talk about the start of the year for the market. This has been the worst start in history for the year. Just in case you were wondering. You want to know how bad it is? Well, stay tuned. We'll talk about that. Now, the official jobs report comes out tomorrow. You had the ADP private sector jobs report. So what do they expect? What do the ADP say? And what do we expect for tomorrow? And I think it's going to be quite important for the market. It's going to take a cue from that unless something bad, worse comes out of China. The market's going to take its cue from the jobs report tomorrow. And then I want to talk a little bit about the global economy. Our economy is, consumer-driven. We all know that. 66%, 70% of our economy is driven by the consumer and what they spend their money on, how much they spend, how fast they spend. Remember, money, it's the speed of money flowing in the system that's important. The speed, how fast it flows. So, to keep the economy going. If the money starts to slow down or stop, and that's what happened in 2008 when the financial crisis, our money flow was grinding to a halt, and that's why the Fed was so fast in pumping in money and why the government was so quick to try to save corporations, financial corporations, because they're the ones that they go out of business, the money stops from them, right? So that was why it was so important to try to keep that money flowing. And, so what's going on in the world economy? I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. I think those are the issues we're going to discuss unless you have something on your mind that's more important that you want to talk about. I'd be happy to do that. Have you paid attention to gold this week? Gold prices. If you looked at the Gold Miners Index, GDX is the ETF for the Gold Miners Index. Have you been paying attention to junk bonds? There's certain key things you look at in the market as time goes by. They kind of give you hints that are things all good or are we running into trouble? So there's some things that we need to discuss about these things, but it's only if you want to. It's up to you. This is Invest Talk, everybody. Do you understand how to mix different types of investments to come up with a portfolio to reduce your overall risk in that portfolio? Do you know how to do that? It's a process called asset allocation, proper asset allocation, proper risk management. Let's talk about that. Our direct line is 888-99-CHART.
Good advice. Spread your money around. Stick to a well-thought-out plan for carefully divvying up your money so no single calamity will destroy your portfolio. Want to talk about it? 888-99-CHART is how to get through right now.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Justin. I am a podcast listener from New York, and I listen to your terrific show every day. I'm happy to say that my 26-year-old daughter asked me to help her set up a retirement account So I set her up with an automatically funded Roth at Fidelity. I would like to have her invest in either an S&P 500 index fund or an S&P 500 ETF. So I looked at FUSEX, which has a 0.1% fee, and the two ETFs, SPY, SPY, and VOO. Which would you recommend for a 26-year-old, and hopefully she'll leave it there for 30 years? Thanks very much. Love your show.
Appreciate the call. Okay, so all three of those are the S&P 500. One's a mutual fund, and the other two are ETFs. The VOO is an S&P fund, Vanguard S&P 500 fund, whereas SPY is not Vanguard. I don't know who sponsors that one, but some other company sponsored. So really, since they all do the exact same thing, what you're really looking for is the cheapest. Which one costs the less to manage? Because they're doing the same thing. And my gut feeling without, because I don't have that information at my fingertips, but my gut feeling it might be the Vanguard S&P 500 fund, VOO. And that's what you would go with, is the cheapest one, because Vanguard is known for their very low cost funds. That's their big cachet, how low funds their mutual funds are, their ETFs are, how low cost they are. So that would be my suspicion. And if she's 26 years old and she can keep dollar cost averaging, even when the market got down, she should just ignore this. She's 26. Matter of fact, she should cheer a market fall. Because if she's dollar cost averaging, she'll keep buying things cheaper and cheaper. Try to convince her you're buying things on sale when they get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And do not lose heart because it keeps going down. Which no one knows where the bottom is. But maybe you can remind her of 2008 and 2009. Or when the dot-com imploded. And then what happened after that? Every time the market comes back, every time. It's how long will it take to come back? Not that it will or won't, because it will. It's how long will it take? And if she's dollar cost averaging, you just ignore it. 26 years old, you just ignore it. Tell her not to read her statements for 5 years, 10 years. That I'm not kidding. Don't read them. Don't look at them. If you're going to dollar cost average into an index, there's no need to ever look at them. Just keep doing it. It's like a savings account. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. The market was down 392 points today, everybody. The Dow, down 392 points. That's 2.3%. The NASDAQ was down 146. That's 3%. And the S&P 500 is down 47, 2.3%. That's what happened to the market today. Now, this is what? The fourth trading day of the year? So we have been a very bad start. Remember that old saying, as goes the first day, so goes the week. And so far the first day was down. And so far the week's probably going to be down by the time something miraculous has to happen tomorrow to not have a negative week. As goes the month, if the month is down for January, for the first month of the year, so goes the year. That's the old saying. And that just tends to be true. Don't take it as gospel, everybody. Remember, it also tends to be true that we get a Christmas rally and that this time of the year the market rallies, and that's not happening. So, you know, all I do is provide the information. Personally, I don't think we're going to have a very good month, and I don't think we're going to have that great of a year. To be honest, I think certain sectors are going to do very well. So you just got to be in those sectors. You've heard me talk about them. I'm not keeping it a secret. Be in the sectors that look like they should be bottoming and should improve. And one of those is the oil patch. I'm not talking about small oil companies. I'm not talking about speculative oil companies. I'm talking about the big integrated companies. And you know I'm not a gold person, but I have said we own gold positions. And I think that this 2016 at some point during this year, it looks like they're rallying now, but we'll see how far that goes. I think those two areas are pretty attractive at this point. Pretty attractive. And I would stay away from anything outside our borders at this point. I mean, do you want to buy China now? I don't think so. I still think it has a way to go. Don't Don't get too excited about that. Maybe Europe. That's a possibility. Yeah, I can see Europe. But emerging markets, no, not yet. Remember, emerging markets are very dependent on China, and they're very dependent on commodity prices, emerging markets. So I'm not too keen on those either. I guess I'm not too keen on a lot of things, but I do have a certain sliver of things I think will do well. Anyways, market's not doing good, but that doesn't mean you lose heart. That means you bear down, you get focused. You know, you find out what worked. I mean, it's not a bad thing if you feel comfortable with the amount of exposure you have to the market. So that's all you have to do. And you don't have to lose money in a down market. There's ways to protect yourself, to hedge. There's ways. You're listening to Invest Talk, everybody. Coming up in the next half hour, the ins and outs of REITs. REITS, REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust. 888-99-CHARTER is our anytime number. You can call me right now.
Coming up on the next Invest Talk, many people over the years have asked this man about his portfolio, hoping to learn the perfect investment mix. Four rules from the founder of the world's largest mutual fund company. That's one of our talking points on the next Invest Talk. And you're welcome to bring your questions too. 888-99-CHART is our anytime number, and your question will be answered on the next Invest Talk. And thanks again for subscribing. This is Invest Talk for Thursday, January 7th. 888-99-CHART is how to reach Steve right now. Steve's next checkup date is January 13th in San Ramon. And if you're out of reach of our California offices, you can hook up with Steve on Skype or by telephone. Click on Schedule a Meeting on investtalk.com.
888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. We're going to go talk to Frank in Danville. Wants to talk about a company I haven't had too much exposure to. How you doing, Frank?
Hi, I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the call.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for all the public education you and Justin do on investing. I really enjoy your radio show a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
I'm wondering if you can look at a stock. The ticker symbol is T like Tom, A like Apple, R like Ronald, O like Orange.
Okay. Taro Pharmaceuticals Industries.
That's right.
I haven't looked at this stock. I don't remember seeing it, but just taking a quick look at the numbers, I kind of am impressed with what they're doing. They are a $6.6 billion company, so they're not tiny. They're mid-cap. Manufactures prescription, over-the-counter generic drugs for dermatological, cardiovascular, and neuropsychiatric conditions. It's going to make $11.92 this year. That's 5% more than last year. And then $13.73 per share next year, up 15%. The sales have been pretty strong quarter after quarter, but the most recent quarter went down 15%. But the quarter before that were up 65%. So it's kind of a little bit erratic. But year over year, sales and earnings are pretty strong. And the PE is only 12. So it's a $154 stock, but it's going to make $13.73. That's a reasonable price. Return on equity is 40%. Management doesn't own anything. Mutual funds are buyers of it. So I kind of like the stock. And what's impressive about it, remember how bad a day we had today? This stock was up 1.5% almost, $2.16. So, that's impressive for a bad day that we had in the market. So I kind of like it, Frank. Kind of like it.
Yeah, I like the return on equity and even the net margins, the net profit margin. The numbers look good, and it looks like it's undervalued. The peg, the peg ratio is under one.
Right.
The one thing, own any of it right now, but I have looked at it quite keenly. The one main thing that concerns me is if you look at the cash flow statement, the net income is higher than the cash from operations.
Right. I see that.
I mean, each year, it's not like just one year, but it's like every year for at least the past 5 years. And according to a book I had read, whenever you see that kind of a pattern, those are not like quality earnings. I wonder what's your take on that.
Well, I'd have to look at it a little deeper to find out why that is the case. You want to know why that's the case? Because earnings are strong, and cash flow, for instance, the cash flow I see is $11.69, but earnings are $11.92. Well, how's that possible? Well, of course, it's called financial manipulation. That's how that's possible. Yeah. The thing that would also concern me also, Frank, it is an Israel company. So I don't know how much sales. I want to know how much sales of their products in what part of the world. Where are they selling most of their products? Where are their earnings coming from? Because, you know, you're always looking for the future to make sure they can maintain that. So, Frank, I appreciate the call. Good stock. Taro Pharmaceuticals, everybody. T-A-R-O. T-A-R-O. Let's talk about ETNs, MLPs, REITs, trading off the beaten path. There's an article, of course, about this on our website. If you want to read it, there it is. ETNs, close-in funds. We talked about those the other day, if you remember right. And they're like mutual funds, but they're, of course, the major difference is a finite number of shares. And why that's kind of off the beaten path, and we talked about this because right now a lot of these close-in funds are selling at a discount to the value of their holdings that they have. You know, we talked about, I kind of like the one that was a preferred ETN holding preferred shares, and the net asset value is much lower than the actual holdings, and you are getting a pretty good, decent, very good dividend yield. That's a real estate investment trust, of course, as you know, are those stocks, we'll call them that, REITs, but they're like trade like a stock that, you know, are focused on real estate one way, shape, or another. And the benefit is that if they pay 90% of their earnings to you in the form of dividends, and when they do that, they don't have to pay corporate tax. It's only what tax once at your level when you get the dividend. So, you know, if you wanted to get into real estate, this is a very liquid way to get in and out of real estate if you wanted to. You can use different kinds of REITs, and you can get in different kinds of asset classes of real estate. If you like, you know, do you like warehouses? You can get a warehouse REIT. Do you like shopping malls? Do you like apartment buildings? You can, you know, there's very various kinds of them. Master Limited Partnerships, MLPs, are usually in the energy sector. Okay, and it's just a structure to throw off income. Similar to the REITs is a structure to throw off income. So that's what master limited partnerships are really for. And it's usually in the energy, infrastructure, transport of oil and natural gas. You know, and there's a number of MLPs and none necessarily have to be in the energy sector. It just tends to be. So those are just some of the, you know, less used equities that you can put in your portfolio that not necessarily, you know, go up and down with the stock market. So just, you know, remember, you don't have to be an investor. It doesn't mean you have to invest all in stocks. You know, the companies that go up and down in earnings and sales, you don't have to. And remember, we talked about cyclical and non-cyclical stocks. You know, so that if there is a recession, some companies don't get, their earnings and sales don't get impacted as much as others. So there's so many things to look at to manage a whole portfolio. And of course, your questions always come first. So let's get back to the phone. Whether you have a stock or strategy or just want to know whether you should, you know, convert from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, give me a call. Any money questions are welcome. Check in now at 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve and Justin. I'm calling in on a question regarding a couple of drug stocks. The first one is Abby, ABBV, and Gilead. Just wondered if it would be a good time to get into these type of stocks and what you think the forecast is for the coming year and at what dollar point. I'll be listening on the podcast. Thank you.
Now, in the health sector, there are areas that look attractive even as the market comes down. And many of those health sector stocks are non-cyclical, like Gilead. We'll go through Gilead. It develops therapeutics to treat viral, fungal, respiratory, and cardiovascular diseases. Well, it doesn't matter. Trust me, it doesn't matter if the economy is booming or shrinking. You're going to need that drug. You're going to buy the drug. It's as simple as that. So Gilead has been coming down from its July high. It really tanked in August like most of the stocks. And now it looks like it's coming right down to test it again, just like the entire market. So it's not acting any different than the market is right now, Gilead. But the numbers are pretty impressive. Remember, one of the biggest problems with any, remember, it develops therapeutic, you know, drugs, right? Anything, when you're looking at a drug company, make sure you look at the pipeline of new drugs coming out. And Gilead's problem, and one of the reasons why it trades at a very low PE ratio, is its dependence on one major drug that it has. It has much of its earnings coming from just one drug. And they do have positive results, phase 3 tests for another drug that's coming out for a hepatitis B. You know, so there's they have some good things going for it. So just because it's dependent on one drug doesn't mean you don't buy it. It just means that you just want to be aware of that that's the case. So I kind of like it, but it's been moving up and down with the market. It's not, at this point, it's not really fighting the market. That's Gilead, G-I-L-D, Gilead Sciences. Well, let's go to Dave in Boston. My best friends live in Boston. How are you doing, David?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'm looking at a company, the ticker symbol is VC, Victor Charlie.
Yes.
And they don't pay a dividend, but they announced a special dividend, which was huge.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how that's going to affect their stock price.
Well, let's say they pay a dollar per dividend when it goes ex-dividend date, and that ex-dividend date is January 25th, okay? Let's say they're going to pay $1 per share. Dave, what happens is the next day, that stock will open up $1 lower, okay, than it traded the day before. Many times, this is kind of invisible because you think, well, it's just trading at a dollar lower. That's because that's what the price was that day, and, you know, it was priced at. But that's not what's happening. What happens, whatever dividend is paid, the stock will trade whatever the amount per share that is lower every time. So that's what will happen. So now you have question. The question is in everybody's mind, well, do I buy it beforehand? Do I want to collect that dividend? But are you going to really make the money? Not really, because they're going to lower the stock price by whatever the amount of dividend per share is.
Yeah, and like I said, the dividend they announced was huge.
How much
like
per share?
40%, $43.40 a share.
Wow. I'm going to have to look into that. I mean, remember, the stock is trading at $108 right now. Notice the stock is coming down. It's not like... So I have to figure out why are they issuing such a huge dividend. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, maybe you can talk about that tomorrow or another show.
Yeah, I'll look that up and find out what's going on there, because there's something special. Did they acquire a company, or are they spinning off something? Yeah, something's going on there.
Now, according to the website, they just decided this is the best thing to do. And
wow. Well, they have debt, see, so it's not like they're debt-free. Where are they getting the $47 from? I'm going to have to look into that. And David, listen tomorrow, and I'll see if I can get some information on that to find out what the heck is going on. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. VC Vistron Corporation. They manufacture climate control system, cockpit modules, and chassis production for automobiles. You know, so that's what they do. They do it pretty well. I mean, it's not, they're not doing fantastic, but they're doing well. But, you know, that dividend is surprising. I'll have to read up on that and get dividend. I'm making a note to myself, though, I don't forget. Why not give your retirement plan a fresh start for the new year? You know, one of the services I provide is, of course, looking at people's portfolio. You need to take a look at it. And keeping in mind what this year is going to be like, or try to gauge what the economy and the stock market is going to do. It's free. I take a look at your portfolio. It's free. I'm going to be in San Ramon on January 13th. And because the schedule is limited, you know, these are first-come, first-serve appointments. And I do have two slots left, I think. So to save your time, January 13th, just go to investtalk.com and click on schedule a meeting.
It helps to have perspective as you negotiate the ups and downs of the stock market. Seeing the cycles, how to recognize and harness the power of market cycles. That's just one of the recorded webinars that you can access anytime when you're an InvestTalk insider. Join up for free right now on investtalk.com.
So we've had the worst start ever in history for the year. Worst start ever had. First 4 days of trading, worst 4 days ever for the beginning of a year. Well, how bad is it? Well, the S&P 500 is down 4.9% so far in 4 days for the year. The Dow is down 5.2%. Surprisingly, the Nasdaq is doing the best, down a little over 3%. And all the indexes are down 10% from their high made last May. You know, when I say the high, if you remember right, the market at the highest it was last year, the highest was up like 3%. So it gave all that up and we're down 10% from that point to now. And that really doesn't really tell the whole story because the market was, internals were much weaker. There were like nine stocks. I don't know if Justin mentioned it. I think they call them the Nifty Nine. If you didn't have those nine stocks, those are the ones that did really well, and they're big cap tech names. And you know who they are: Tesla, Google, Netflix, Amazon. You know, those. If you didn't have those, even if you only had a normal allocation of one or two of those, did not help you last year. Did not help you. ADP jobs report came out yesterday, just so you know. And that was 257,000 new jobs. That was a lot more than expected. The official jobs report comes out tomorrow. They're expecting 215,000 and maintaining an unemployment rate of 5%. So tomorrow morning we'll know. And I think that will set the tone for the market tomorrow. Is it possible that your portfolio is way too risky? Why not take our risk analysis test? It's free. Takes only, 3 minutes? That's about it. It's the beginning of a learning experience about you, yourself, how much risk you're willing to take. Again, it's free on investtalk.com. Just look for the free risk analysis tool. $888-99-CHART. Let's talk to Bill in Santa Cruz. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, it's you. I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I have Skyworks Solutions, Inc., SWKS. And also Lucky Martin, if you have time for it.
Boy, could you get off your speakerphone? It's because I'm getting a real bad echo here. You said Skyworks is what the stock, Skyworks Solutions? And what do you want to know about it?
It's come down a lot in the last few days, and I wonder what kind of, valuation you put on it.
Okay, Skyworks. Yeah, okay. Skyworks Solutions, everybody. It is a almost $13 billion company. It's not small. Manufactures analog mixed signal amplifiers, antenners, diodes, and everything else, all those things. And it's been beaten up. Because one of the reasons is Apple's been beaten up, and You know, they sell a lot of parts to the cell phone industry, so I think there's a little concern there. But their numbers look pretty strong. And the stock looks underpriced. I have a value of this stock more like around, $105. And it's now at $67. So it's really undervalued. Now, it got up to $112. I don't know if you noticed that, but last June, $112 was high. And I talked about this stock before, and I said, I kind of like it. I have this on my watch list to buy. And I'm getting kind of, I'm personally getting kind of excited that it's falling so hard because I want to be a buyer of it. But
how long would you wait? How long would you wait in this environment before you, want to pull the trigger?
Well, I would wait. This is how long I will wait, Bill. And it, I don't can't give you a time like 2 months or 6 weeks, a week, but I can give you what the action is when this stock stops falling and starts to trade sideways, and then starts to move back up, and that's going to take weeks, maybe a month or two, then I'll jump in.
I need to
see it. I like to buy stocks on strength, not weakness. But I put stocks on my watch list who have very good fundamentals, and this is one of them.
Very good.
Okay?
Thank you. Do you have time for Lockheed Martin?
Lockheed Martin. What's the symbol on Lockheed Martin?
LMC, I think.
LMC. No, not
LMT. LMT.
Okay. There it is, LMT. Of course, everybody knows that's a huge company, $65 billion in the military aircraft, missile, satellite area. And this is, of course, now you're talking about government, right? The government affects this company a lot, and how they're spending and who's in charge. And generally speaking, they do, this kind of companies do better with Republican government, Republican president, or Republican Congress, simply because it is, not that it's true, but it is believed to be true that Democrats would spend less on defense and Republicans spend more. That's not necessarily true, though, but that's the assumption. Valuations, it's a little expensive. So they make good money, going to make $11.36 this year, but that's 2 cents less than last year. Next year, it's going to be 7% more. Sales are growing 2-3%. So this kind of company, I wait till they come because when they have to get real cheap. It pays a 3.1% dividend. The P, remember, it's selling at $213 a share. So that's almost a 20 PE, and that's the high range. 8 to 20 is a 5-year range of the PE. So for this one, for me to get into it, it had to go way down to, 180 or so, 185, somewhere around there. Then I'd be more interested in buying it.
Okay. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. This is a very good company, everybody. Those two companies he just said are companies you'd put on your watch list. You want them on your watch list. Okay? We're out of time. Oh, I never got to the global economic outlook, which I will promise to do tomorrow, everybody. Tomorrow. Our hour's up. If you have a question or comment that you want to share directly, you can get a note to me at investtalk.com. Send me an email. I will answer it. I'm registered investment advisor Steve Peasley, and we're Justin Klein, and everybody at KPP Financial. We do thank you for listening. We really do. We really appreciate your listening. And let's do it again tomorrow.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for listeners to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are principals of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461.
InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, which retains all rights.